All right, so we're talking about the Yus, and whether it's learned out from Zutta Shel Yam, the Rambam and Rashi hold the Yus learned out from Zutta Shel Yam. So we were talking yesterday in the Rambam, we'll see first we'll finish with the Rambam, and then we'll go back to Rashi. So on the one hand, we saw in the Rambam, the Rambam says several times, the Rambam connects the din of Yus to Zutta Shel Yam. By the din of Zutta Shel Yam itself, the Rambam says the reason why Zutta Shel Yam is because Shari Vada in Nisyashu. That Zuta Shel Yam is Hefka because it's a Vada that the Bailam were Nisyayish. So that seems to be Dvarim Burim that the Ram holds that Zuta Shel Yam, that Zuta Shel Yam works within Yush. The way Zuta Shel Yam works is because the Bailam are Nisyayish. In which case, L'chari, from Zuta Shel Yam, you see the Din of Yush. And we saw the Ritva also, the old Ritva and the new Ritva and Bamatsiya both say that that Zuta Shel Yam works within Yush. They deal with the problems, the Ritva deals with the problem. How can Zuta Shel Yam work within Hefka? Work with in Yish rather. The Gemara says it's a filo omer betzolach, and the Gemara says that even if Yish shalay midas is no good, but Zuta Shel Yam does work shalay midas. Ma'ida bai b'Zuta Shel Yam. So that the Ritva, the two Ritvas between the two of them, explains that there's no problem of omer betzolach because vada meshaker. It won't be neither. So we don't take the betzolach seriously, and that the Abai is ma'ida, even though it's Yish shalay midas. That's because the whole machlok is a bayavirova by Yishloi Midas is only in a case where we think that he's going to be Messiah. He's probably going to be Messiah. That's not 100%. By Zutul Shoyam, it's 100% that he's going to be Messiah. So that's stronger. That doesn't go into the machlok is a bayavirova of Yishloi Midas. So the Rambam is al-derech that Yishloi Midas is that Zutul Shoyam is mitam Yush. So there's two questions. First of all, the Ram also brings, and it's really a Mishnah, but the Ram brings the Mishnah of Sam of Simla, the Mishnah in Chavzayin Bar Metzia, that we learn out the Yush, we learn out from Simla that it has to be Yeshli Simonim Yeshli Tovim, and the Rashi Tosfos, all the Rishonim learn that means that we learn out from Simla that after Yush there's no Tovim, so you're not chayiv in Hashavot. So there's the pasuk of Hefka that Yush is. That Yishus Hefka, and the Rambam himself brings the drasha of Simla. The Rambam brings it Simla was b'chalkol avedas achicha. We learn that from Simla that you need Yesh le'tovim, which the Rambam says means that after Yish there's no chiyuv v'hashav. So we have it already from Simla. Why do we have to have this abundance of limudim from both from Simla and from Zutta Shel Yam? So that by itself is not such a terrible kasha. I mean, that kasha could ask on the Ritva too. What does the Ritva do with the Mishnah of Simla? If the Ritva holds that Zutta Shel Yam is midin Yish. So just learn out Yish from Zutta Shel Yam. Why do we need the extra limud of Simla? So that we could say, both on behalf of the Rambam and on behalf of the Ritva, that even though Zutta Shel Yam is midin Yish, but nonetheless, each case has a chumrah that the other one doesn't have. On the one hand, if I only knew Yish, I only had the pasuk of Simla, I only knew Yish, I wouldn't know that Zutta Shel Yam works even when it's Omer v'tzolach. That's a chiddush that Batla Daitoy and then we Vadim Meshaker. I need a pasuk to be Megala those svaras. Or for that matter, I need a pasuk to be megala, even if it's Shalom Midas, and Yush Shalom Midas, not a good Yush. But the Zutta Shel Yam works because we say he's vada going to be miyaj. That needs a pasuk. Without a pasuk, I wouldn't know that chiddush of Zutta Shel Yam. And conversely, I could say, and that's the easy part. And the other direction also, we could say, maybe not quite as easy, that if I only had the pasuk of Zutta Shel Yam, I would say, yeah, Zutta Shel Yam, their Yush works because it's such a strong Yush. That it's both with Daita, even if he says otherwise, it's a very strong Yish that anybody in that situation would be Miyayish. But a Yish that other people in that situation might not be Miyayish, and it's not so, and he decided to be Miyayish, maybe that's a weaker kind of Yish. So we can negotiate it that way, that fundamentally Zutta Shel Yam is within Yish. But nonetheless, each case, regular or standard Yish, and Zutta Shel Yam, each one has a wrinkle that the other one doesn't have. Zutta Shel Yam, he's Omer v'tzolach. I need a chiddush. Nonetheless, batla daita, and regular yush is not such a strong yush. Other people maybe wouldn't be miyash in such a case. So I need the two psukim. It's like a tshicha, so I need the two psukim. But now that I have both psukim, it's still fundamentally one halacha of yush. So that's still that's okay, and that's probably what we're saying. That's what the Ritva would probably say to us. The problem is that there's another Rama. The Rama says, "Bekaisul Yoshon." that if you have a kosel yoshon, so the din is, it's a mishnah that by a kosel yoshon, whoever finds a matmain in a kosel yoshon, you assume that it predates the Baalim, it doesn't belong to the Balachotzer, you assume it comes from the people, comes from the aborigines, and you're allowed to keep it. So the Rambam asks, as many Rishonim ask, Taisus asks, why isn't the Bala Chotzer's Chotzer kind of the matmain for him? He didn't Chotzer Chaser Shalom kind of like Shalom Yidaiper. So the Rambam's answer is that it's because it's Zut Shalyam. It's Avudu Mimenu Mikolom. Madoch Avudu Mimenu Mikolom takes something you once upon a time owned and makes it Hefker. It certainly prevents you from being kind of something that was Hefker in the first place. So the Shaila is, where is the Yush over there? Right now, he doesn't know to be Miyash. Shalom Yidas. Elamai, it's a body that he would be Miyash if he would find out. It's not true. If he would know there was a Matman, he wouldn't be Miyash. Normally, by Zut HaShulyam, you could say, he may not know that there was a Zut HaShulyam, but if he would know that there was a Zut HaShulyam, then he would be Miyash. Here, it's just the opposite. He doesn't know that there's a Matman there. But if he would know there was a Matman, he would not be Miyash. He would dig up the Matman. He would stick his hand in the Kaislan, and the Balachotz would take the Matman. So where's the Yush Nebuchadnezzar? There's no yish now because he doesn't know, and there's no yish even if he would know, because if he would know, he wouldn't be miyash. That's very hard. The Ritva doesn't. According to the Ritva, that the reason why Zut HaShulyam works mitin yish, even though he doesn't know, is because. But if he would know, he would rather be miyash. That doesn't work over here. If he would know, he rather would not be miyash. It's only Zut HaShulyam. Close mind, he doesn't know that he has buried treasure. The minute he finds out that there's buried treasure, then it's no longer Zut HaShulyam. So where does it have anything in common with yish? So the chayu you have to say in the Rambam, the pshuta is that the Rambam is not exactly like the Ritva. That even though the Rambam holds that Zut HaShulyam is connected to Yush, the Rambam never meant. The Rambam doesn't mean that by Zut HaShulyam he is miyash, or even that by Zut HaShulyam he would have been miyash if he knew about it. That breaks down by the case of Kaisel Yosh. The Rambam means is that Zut HaShulyam is similar to Yush, because they have in common. That the reason why you lose your bialis is because you have no shlita over the object. It was exactly what we talked about many times already in the last few days. That bialis and halacha has to do with the fact that you have a shlita over the object. You can use the bialis, you tevei the bialis. If you walk away from the bialis, you're not tevei the bialis, you're not going to use the bialis. So if you don't use it, you lose it. So by, and that's how Yish works. Yish works, said in Rashi also, that the Rashi, when Rashi holds Yish mitam, that Yish is hefka. Anybody who holds the Yush comes from Zut HaShulyam has to hold the Yush as Hefker, because Zut HaShulyam is Hefker. So the important, maybe, just parenthetically, not to lose sight of that. The machlokes that we're talking about now, whether Yush is learned out from Zut HaShulyam, whether Zut HaShulyam is connected to Yush, and the machlokes we talked about a few days ago, which is Yush Hefker, does it, like Tosis talks about, is Yush Hefker Gomer, or is Yush only a Schus Natila, but until somebody takes it, it doesn't leave the rishus of the Bailam? Those are not identical questions, but they're related. If Yush comes from Zut HaShulyam, or if it's related to Zut HaShulyam, then it's clearly Hefker. Because Zut HaShulyam, less man de Paul, that is clear eyes, Zut HaShulyam is Hefker. So if Yush has to do with Zut HaShulyam, then clearly it's a kind of Hefker. If Zut HaShulyam has its own puzzle, if Zut HaShulyam is a different din, and this comes from different sukkim, they're not related, then yesh mokum lodun is yush also a different, also hefker. Maybe not be Zut HaShulyam, but it's hefker. Or maybe Zut HaShulyam is not hefker. Maybe Zut HaShulyam, like Taisa seems to say, is just a schos netila. So, akapanim, but we're now in the shita, we're in the Rambam shita, the Ritva, the Rambam, we're in the shita. We're going to come to Rashi in a few minutes. We're in the shita that yush, that Zut HaShulyam is midin yush. That Zut HaShulyam is related to yush. So that's for sure. If Zut HaShulyam has to do with Yush, that means that Yush is a Yush makes it Hefker, because Zut HaShulyam makes it Hefker. But how does Zut HaShulyam make something Hefker? You're certainly not mafkir it. You can't be mafkir something that's not in your Rishus. The Yerachon says you can't be mafkir something that's not in your Rishus. So how does Zut HaShulyam become Hefker? How does Yush become Hefker? So we said already. I said many times already that it works. The way it works is because since you're misyayish from being teveya your bialis. So if you're not being tevei the bialis, so the bialis disappears, because bialis by definition has to be something that you use. It has to be something that you impose your bialis. You don't let people use it. Then it's a bialis. If you walk away, you're misstalit from being tevei your bialis, so the bialis is poka. Zut HaShulyam works the same way. It's a different case, but Zut HaShulyam works in a similar way. Since your bialis is academic, Because what are you going to do with this bilus of some object that's lost somewhere in the Pacific Ocean? But it doesn't mean anything to you. You can't do anything with that bilus. So a bilus that you can't do anything with is poker the bilus. So Zutah Shel Yam, when the Rambam says that Zutah Shel Yam works because he's Vadi Misyayish, Rambam doesn't necessarily mean that he's Misyayish B'Poyol. I mean, in many cases, he is Misyayish B'Poyol. But in the case of the Matmoin, he's not Misyayish B'Poyol. He doesn't know about it. Then when he knows about it, he's going to want it. Zutah Shel Yam means that the bilus, a bilus that is meaningless, a bilus that you have no way to be Teveya, or that you're not being Teveya, is Poka. So by Yiyush, the way it works is, since I am being Amisyayish, that means I'm mistalik from being Teveya by bilus, so my bilus is Poka. By Zutah Shel Yam works differently. By Zutah Shel Yam, maybe I'm not mistalik, maybe I'm Abed B'Tzalach. I'm screaming that I want the bias. Anybody who takes this, my long lost, you know, anybody who takes it, I'm going to be Tevei them Ludin. What good does it do? But the thing is floating around in the middle of the ocean, the Zutah Shel Yam took it. And so my bias, I can't, even if I want to be Tevei in my bias, I can't. I don't have a way to exercise my bias. Well, the bias that you don't have a way to exercise is Baka. So that's what the Rabbi means when he says the Zutah Shel Yam is meaning Yush. He means it's like Yush. It's the same idea of Yush. Yush is that you're mistalik from being Tevei the Bailus. And Zutah Shel Yam is that you are unable to be Tevei the Bailus. And the Ram never said that Zutah Shel Yam is learned from you, is that Zutah Shel Yam is learned from Yush, or that Yush is learned from Zutah Shel Yam. The Ram just says Sharei Vadi Nisyayish. Sharei Vadi Nisyayish means, the Ritva also had such a lashon, and the Ritva meant he's going to be Miyayish. The Rambam doesn't mean he's going to be Misyayish. It doesn't even mean that he would be Misyayish if he knew about it. By the Matmon, he wouldn't be Misyayish if he knew about it. He means that it's be'etzim a matzav of Yush. Because Yush means I'm mistalik from Tevei the Bailus. Over here, who cares if I'm mistalik or not? Be'etzim, how can I be Tevei the Bailus? It's other mimen and mikol other. So then that's true even by a Matmon. Even by a Matmon, Basher Hushom, that the Matmon, what does your Bailus mean? You want your Chotzer to be Koinish Shalom Midas. We want to say the Chotzer should be Koinish Shalom Midas. But something that you don't know about, nobody knows about it, and so nobody knows about it. Something that nobody knows about, your bias is meaningless. So just like when you have someone who's over many kolodom and you lose the ability to exercise your bias is baka, says the Rambam Kavachomer, you want to give somebody a bias in something that he doesn't know about it, and other people don't know about it, and nobody knows about it, so that's a meaningless bias. That's a bias on a Zutah Shel Yam. So maybe Yechotz not kain, Shalom Midas. Yechotz, you can't give you bias on an object where having bias on that object is meaningless to you and to everybody else. That's be'etzim amatz of Zutah Shel Yam. But I need two psukim. See, now it's good. Now I need, but I still need two psukim. I need a pasuk of Yish, I need a pasuk of Zutah Shel Yam, because even though these are related ideas, but Abada, they're separate things and they're separate chidushim. If I only knew Zutah Shel Yam, I would say, yeah, Zutah Shel Yam, that's a bias that you have no way to be Tevea. But a bias that you could be Tevea, that it is meaningful. It's not over men we call them. But I said, maybe that's not called maybe that doesn't take away my bias. I need a pasuk of Yush. On the other hand, if you're only in the pasuk of Yush, I would say, yeah, that's a pasuk where he walked away from the bias. But by Zutah Shel Yam, he's on the Tzavach. So who says that's called the bias is Pukim? So each one is, they're different and they need their own psukim. But once they have the two psukim, the mice is the same concept in different kinds of, in different manifestations. So that's the mahalach for the Rama. So that's what, I mean, now Derek said, that's what's misbakish from the Rama. The shaila is, what do we do with the Rashi? In Rashi, this is not masnik. Because Rashi says that Yush is learned that from Zutah Shel Yam. Rashi doesn't say, Rashi Be'os. When the Gemara says we want to learn that Yush from Avedo, and Rashi says, how do you know Yush by Avedo? I know Yush by Aved itself. So Rashi brings the pasuk of Zutah Shel Yam. Minayin la'aved shishot v'nar. Why are you learning Yush from Zutah Shel Yam? Yush has his own pasuk. Could be if you were talking about Zutah Shel Yam, you could point out to people, you know, if we had a Gemara here about Zutah Shel Yam, so it might be worth Rashi's while to point out Zutah Shel Yam. It's related to the concept of Yush. You know, these are similar ideas. Yush is a more familiar concept. But this is a Gemara about Yush. Zutah Shel Yam Madoch Hashemay. Yush is its own din. It has its own pasuk. The mission of similar. Why is Rashi bringing in Zutah Shel Yam? Rashi's Mashma Kilo. I need Zutah Shel Yam to learn out the din of Yush. That's a pella. The Mishnah learns out the din of Yush from similar. What do I need? What do I need Zutah Shel Yam? I said it's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi doesn't learn that Yerush from Zutta Shel Yam. Ramban says it's against the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi is going like a different Tana. But the Mishnah says Beferish, and Rashi himself in Masilchav Zayin learns the Mishnah that is talking about Yerush. Right? Rashi himself, it's not like Rashi has some other pshat over there in the Mishnah. All the Rishonim learn that way, including Rashi himself. Rashi himself learns Masimlo Yesh LeSimon Yesh LeTayvim means Lapuke after Yerush. And LeTayvim means LaChayus. So why is Rashi bringing in Zutta Shel Yam? Here, all this debate in the Ram is not going to help. But Zutta Shel Yam is related to Yush. Yeah, Zutta Shel Yam is very nice related to Yush. But Rashi, we're talking here about Yush. You don't have to introduce all the relations. So for Rama, we need something else. Actually, I want to tell you two mahalchim in the Rashi. One is from Rav Aria Weiser, Shimon Idri, and one is mine. Then you could decide which one you like. We'll start with Rav Weiser's mahalch. Rav Weiser starts with a kasha of Tachayim Me'ask and the whole limud from Simon. From similar, we learn out. The cholavedus samchicha chen tase lechem tase lechamayr. I forgot the lashon of the pasuk. Chen tase lechamayr lezayr. The cholavedus samchicha shetay lus. What's the lashon of the pasuk? And that's the tayv menu mitzvah. Okay, so the pasuk is talking about the mitzvah of hashavas aved. That's where we have the drasha of chen tase lusim losay. Similar hoyse b'chal kolelu lo miyotzu masimon masimlo yesh lisimon v'yesh l'tayv. So we have here a miyut that is something that's not like a similar, meaning after Yish, when there's no Tevim, so there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveid. Chayim ask a kasha. Okay, so there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveid, but who says that it's yours? Who says you're allowed to keep it? Who says it belongs to you? The chayim are two different things. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveid means if you see it, you have to pick it up, you have to go look for the Bailam. The Bailam is yours, you don't have to go chasing after them. But where does it say that is Hefka? Where does it say that you're allowed to keep it? Maybe not allowed to keep it. Maybe it's not yours. There's no mitzvah about Shabbos Aveid. Moshe, there are a lot of things that there's no mitzvah of Shabbos Aveid, and that doesn't mean that they become yours. Aveid is Hakum. Well, that's not so possible. Aveid is Hakum is a... That's a machlokes achayim, really. Could be avedis akum. Avedis akum is muteres. Does that mean that there's no mitzvah hashavas avedo? Or does it mean it becomes yours? The mashal, if it's an esrog, is it lecha? Is it shalcha? So that's a machlokes achayim. You can't live in your life from that. Pachas mishav putu is beferish in Adam. Pachas mishav putu, the Rambam says beferish that. There's no mitzvah shalas aved and a pachas mishav putu, but the Rambam says beferish doesn't mean that it's yours. So how do we know over here lachayish? Maybe lachayish. There's no mitzvah shalas aved. So where does it say in pasuk that it becomes yours? So there's a vort from Rav Naftali Trop, Shivan Radin. Naftali said that every aveda really should be zut shel yam. Because you lost it in the middle of the street and solved with me, man, you glad to me, Yash. I mean, well, I don't want to prejudice, Father, forget the Vadim Yash. But he says, every Aveda should be Zutish Liam, it's Zompos. Every Aveda, Vemis is over to me, beyond any hope of recovery. You lost it in the street. You don't know where you lost it. The world's a big place. How are you ever going to find it? What prevents it from being Zutish Liam is the Mitzvah Shabbat. Because you lost it in a place that's Ruba Yisrael. If it's not Ruba Yisrael, then it's Taka, then it's Taka, and Taka becomes Hefka. But you lost it in a place that's Ruba Yisrael. You know that the mitzvah is a terror of Hashavas Aveidah. So now all the good to Yidden, they're gonna find it, they're gonna post signs in the Batei Medrash, and you'll be able to find it. So the mail, it's not Zutish Liyam. But says to so by the dove so dove she yesh she so so dove let's say she comes on the Torah and says, but acha yeyush, there's no mitzvah anymore of Hashavas Aveda. There's no mitzvah anymore of Hashavas Aveda. So once there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, so now it reverts to being Zut Tishulya. So the pasuk tells me that there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But once there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, it becomes Zut Tishulya. That's what Naftali's right. So Rav Eliezer says, Rav Naftali's word by itself is a shverot. First of all, even if I'm miyayish, but all the people out there, how do they know I was miyayish? This kasha Rav Eliezer doesn't ask. I'm asking. It's not a shverot. Melef sotov she'ein bei simen, so it's ches kosoi that I was miyayish. So, okay, fine. A dover she'ein bei simen, everybody knows that I was miyayish, because that's the presumption, a dover she'ein bei simen. But what if you have a dover she'yesh bei simen, but I was miyayish, which you have case like that anymore. You have dover sheyesh by simen, but I was miyayish. I said vaylech hisarkes. So the din is yish helps, and anybody can keep it. Somebody knows that I was miyayish. The mashal saw me being miyayish. I lost the dover sheyesh by simen, and after a while I gave up. I looked at all the papers and all the classifieds, and nobody found it. So I was miyayish. Somebody saw I was miyayish. He sees it in the street. He's allowed to keep it, because after yish, even if it's dover sheyesh by simen. So over there, lechayer, why is it zut tishulyan? Why is he allowed to keep it? Well, there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, I understand, but why is he allowed to keep it? That's not Zut Shulyan. Why is that Zut Shulyan? Most people don't know that I was Miyash. Most people, they find that they'll be Machas. So why does it become Zut Shulyan? Also, Rav Eiser asked, it's against the Rambam, by Pachas Mishor Puta. Pachas Mishor Puta, there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, but you're not allowed to keep it, but it's not yours. So why don't you say it's Zut Shulyan? If there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, it becomes Zut Shulyan. And also in Svarim, just because I was miyayish, it's zut tishulyan. I was miyayish. Why is it zut tishulyan? I was miyayish. That makes it zut tishulyan. Somebody else might take it, might find it, and bring it to me. Even if there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, why is that a reason? I said it wrong. Even if there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, let's say the Torah wouldn't make a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Ramda, I think I'm getting confused. Rav Naftali's word was, if there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, I misled you. I got confused myself. Hold on. Rav Naftali said that if there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, it's Zut Tishulya. Period. No Hashavas Aveda, it becomes Zut Tishulya. Regardless of whether I was miyayish or not, if there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, it becomes Zut Tishulya. So the Torah tells me that a dover shem is simen, there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. The Torah tells me that after a year, there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Wherever the Torah tells me, there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So bang, it becomes Zut Shulyan. That's Ram Natali's work. So that's a very big, that's very, that's, and if the Torah had never given a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, everything would be Zut Shulyan. Goyim don't have a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Sometimes they return lost objects too. It's Zut Shulyan, it's over minimum, kol odom. Every Aveda without a special mitzvah Hashavas Aveda becomes Zut Shulyan. There are lots of Erlecha people who, even without a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, would return. That's it. It's a very big zogar of the Rambam. Probably said that every without a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, it becomes Zut Shulyan. So Rav Eliezer wants to say, with Rav Naftali, but within a Rav, he wants to say Rav Naftali's but with an extra knesh. Not do every time there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, Zut Shulyan. That wouldn't be true. But every time there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda and I'm miyayish, then it becomes Zut Shulyan. Idea being, because even if there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, but if I'm still looking for it, so fine, there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, but I'll bang on doors and I'll ask people and I'll call the police, I'll go to lost and found. There's still a chance that I'll find it. So that's not Zut Shulyan. Conversely, even if I'm not looking for it, but if it would be a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, so even if I'm not looking for it, but some Erlecha person will find it and bring it back to me, that's also not Zut Shulyan. But if I'm not looking for it, on the one hand, and nobody has a mitzvah to give it back to me either, so that already is Zut Shulyan. Because I'm not looking for it, and it's not looking for me. So that's Zut Shulyan, that's gone. So Mela, the Torah says that after years, when it's Ein LeTovim, there's no mitzvah Hashava. So that's all it says in Pasuk. Like Achayna pointed out, the Pasuk only says there's no mitzvah Hashava. The Torah doesn't say that Yish is Hefker. Torah says that after Yush, there's no Emily Tavim, there's no Mitzvah Hashava. But once there's no Mitzvah Hashava after Yush, so nobody has to give it back to me, And on the other hand, I don't have to give it back to anybody else. I'm sorry, and on the other hand, I am not looking for it. I'm not running after it. So now it becomes, but seir fadlar, now it becomes, the tetzah is that it becomes with the shoyah. That's the preface. That's the akdama. That's the main key over here that he's going to use to unlock the Rashi. That's the pasuk itself of Simla just tells me that after Yush, there's no mitzvah hashavas aveda. The pasuk doesn't say that it's hefka. But once no mitzvah hashavas aveda, and I'm also miyayish, so between the two, so that becomes a zutay shel, that becomes a zutay shel yom. So Mela. So we can say, because it goes in steps. But step number one now is now we can say that when Rashi says that the Yush is Zutu Shulyam, that after Yush becomes Hefker, because we learn that from Zutu Shulyam, Rashi means the second, no, it goes in two steps. There's a 1-2 punch. The first punch, we call it the first floor, is that the Yush takes off the Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. That's learned out from Simul. Once you take off the Mitzvah Shavas Aveda, and I'm a Yayish, so then the second floor is that now it becomes a Zutu Shel Yam, and now it becomes Hefker. So Rashi is telling me the second floor, that after Yush, since it's Hefker, so it becomes, now it becomes Zutu Shel Yam. After Yush, and now that once you have Yush, and there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, there's no mitzvah of Simla, we don't have from Simla that there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, so now the second story comes now. We can now put in the second story that now it becomes Zutu Shel Yam, since I'm a Yayish, and he doesn't have a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, which is the first floor, similar. So now we have the second floor that it becomes a Zutu Shel Yam, and that's what Rashi is telling me. The second story, the second part of it, the part two, that after Yush, it becomes Hefker Midin Zutu Shel Yam. But you need to first establish. So it's step one. Is that after Yush, there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, that's the Mishnah that's learned that from Simla. Part two is that once there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, together with the Metzias that I'm not running after it, now we're going to have Zutu Shel Yam that it becomes, that not only is no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, but that it actually becomes Hefka. What Rashi's telling me here is the part two. Why is it Hefka? It's Hefka because of Zutu Shel Yam. But it's only Zutu Shel Yam because there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Why is there no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda? That's tackling that from Simla. That's the first step. However, or you could ask, that's a strange thing. Why is Rashi only telling me part two? You know, Rashi left out the first half of the story. Yush is Hefker, first because there's a limud from Simla, that there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, and if there's no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, so now you have part two that it's learned out from Zutu Shel Yam. Rashi, half the story, and Rashi is missing. Why is Rashi only telling me the second half of the story? The end misses. Okay, sorry, it's Gavaldik to Rashi, because the Gemara itself, anyway, is difficult. We said it. We've been talking about it the whole time. The Gemara is anyway difficult. We're talking about a case where it's Bisuras Leyodin. Talking about Gezel over here. Agamar is talking about Gezel. We're learning at Yush to Gezel. Gezel is Bisuras L'Yodei. He first picked it up, then there was a Chiyuv. Then there was Yush. By Bisuras L'Yodei, we say it was by Aveda. What's the story when it's Bisuras L'Yodei? Yush doesn't help. Why doesn't Yush help? Because you were already in the Chayav Hashava. Yush only takes off the Chayav Hashava if you're Misyayish, if the Yush happened before you picked it up, before you found the Aveda. If you already found the Aveda and you already became Chayiv and Hashava, then Yush does not take off the Chayiv Hashava. So the Gemara itself is difficult, as Taisus asks, as the Ramban of Amasiyah talks about. The Gemara itself is difficult. What are we talking about over here? That this should be Yush by Gezel? You already stole it. You're already in this Chayiv Hashava. Over here, Yush can't pater you from Hashava. And in fact, by Aveda, when it's Bisuras L'Yodei, Yush doesn't do any good. Because there's still a Mitzvah Hashava. If there's a Mitzvah Hashava, there's no Zutu Shel Yam, there's no anything. So what's Pshat in the Gemara in the first place, right? That's the main difficulty in the Sukkah. The answer is, Ein Echanani. By Gezel, since it's Bishur Shel Yodei, there's still a Mitzvah of Heshev Zegzeilu. There is a Mitzvah Hashava. But by Gezel, there's a special feature that even though there's a Mitzvah Hashava,
But the guy doesn't want to do it. The Gazlan is not exactly running to do Mitzvah Hashem. So there's a mokum to say that by Gezel, even if there is a Mitzvah Hashem, it becomes Zut HaShlayam anyway. Because after Yush, I'm not looking for it. And he is not trying to do Mitzvah Hashem. So maybe that Tak is Zut HaShlayam. And that's the Suffolk of Rabbah. Rashi learned that that's mamish the Suffolk of Rabbah. Rabbah said, look, on the one end, I see by Avedo that if you have no Mitzvah Hashava, because after you, a similar kicks in and there's no Mitzvah Hashava, and on the other hand, you're Miyayish, so you're not looking for it, then it becomes Hefker. Why does it become Hefker? Because it comes as Utashulia. So Rabbah says, and now I have a Suffolk. What would be by Gezel? Of course, by Gezel, it's supposed to be Suas Liyotik. So you really have it, you really do have a Mitzvah Hashava. So it's not exactly the same as Avedo. But it's like Avedo in that, just like by Avedo, when the Yush happened first, there's no Mitzvah Hashava, and therefore, together with the Yush, it becomes Utash L'yam. So over here by Gezel, well, by Gezel it happens to be there is Mitzvah Hashava because it's Bisuras L'yode, but on the other end, by Gezel, you don't want to do Mitzvah, the Gazan doesn't want to do Mitzvah Hashava. So maybe his not wanting to do Mitzvah Hashava will take the place of there not being a Mitzvah Hashava, and together with my Yush, it'll become Utash L'yam. So Mele, Rashi doesn't bring the Drasha of Simla because the Drasha of Simla is not relevant. The drasha of Simla is by Aveda that it says that after years there's no mitzvah sashova. That's not relevant in Agamara because in Agamara told me Bisuras Liyode there is a mitzvah sashova. The mitzvah sashova in Agamara you can't get away from. The dinion to Aveda is though that just like by Aveda when there is no mitzvah sashova, together with the Yush it becomes Utashulyam. So maybe by Gezel also, since the guy doesn't want to do mitzvah sashova, so maybe after Yush it becomes Utashulyam. Or says Gemara says Rabbi, maybe not. Maybe fuck. There it's Bisurasli. There it's Beterasli Yode. And there really is no Mitzvah Hashava. That's Utashul Yam. Over here, there is a Mitzvah Hashava. Today, the Gazan doesn't want to do it. Maybe tomorrow he'll want to do it. So that's not as desperate a situation and not as Utashul Yam a situation as you have by Abbe. That's the stuff of Gemara. That's what Rashi said. That's why Rashi doesn't mention Simla. Similar is the limud that there's no mitzvah hashava l'achayush, and that's irrelevant over here because here it's b'sorus l'yodei about it. There is a mitzvah hashava. What's relevant over here is the other half. That after yish, when there's no that once there's no mitzvah hashava, then the yish makes it into zut shel yam. What we're actually saying is you see by aveda that if there's no mitzvah hashava, like the emay toivim, there's no mitzvah when there's no mitzvah hashava, your yish turns it into a zut shel yam. So that's the suffix of here. Maybe here also your years turns it into a Zut HaShlayam since the guy's not looking to the nation. And maybe not. And maybe automatically, by the way, we have a Teretz Taisus Kash under two Taisus are at the bottom of the Omer. Taisus says it's Muchak in the Gemara that Yush is not a Hefker Gomer. Because if Yush was a Hefker Gomer, then who cares if it's Bisuras or the other? So he said at the beginning, Kash and Rashi. Rashi holds Yush is a Hefker Gomer. It's like Zut HaShlayam. Zut HaShlayam is Hefker Gomer. So Rashi holds Yush is a Hefker Gomer. So who cares if it's Bisuras L'yodeh? The answer is, Rashi doesn't mean Yish by itself is a Hefker Gomer. Yish is a Hefker Gomer when it makes a Zut HaShlayam. But Azeh Guf HaNudonim is Bisuras L'yodeh, maybe it's not a Zut HaShlayam. The Yish by itself just takes off Mitzvah HaShavah, and here it's Bisuras L'yodeh anyway, so Mitzvah HaShavah you have. What Yish does, though, is that when you have a Yish, and there's no Mitzvah HaShavah, it becomes Zut HaShlayam. Well, Azeh Guf HaNudonim, maybe here it's not Zut HaShlayam because it's Bisuras L'yodeh, and the guy has a Chiyav HaShavah. I've come from Rav Eliezer. Very gishmak of Aleph. Nechazim is very gishmak. I want to suggest a different malach. Anybody have a gemara b'mitzia? Rashi there in Mamasiya Chazayim in the Mishnah, similar. Rashi is somewhat strange. We talked about this a little bit. Because what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Ma Simla, Yeshla Simon of Yeshla Taibin, Afkol, Afkol Dovish, Afkol, Sheshla Simon of Yeshla Taibin. Afkol Dovish, Sheshla Simon of Yeshla Taibin. So what does it mean by what does it mean that a symbol is actually siman and be actually tovim? So Tosfos it means tovim that you weren't that the fellow's not miyash. Presumably a symbol has simanim. Because it has simanim, it's not miyash. Tosfos learns it's not two different things, it's one thing. Kevin sheish be simanim, yeshli tovim. Always the stum is, always the presumption is that an aveda sheish be simanim, you're not miyash. Aveda sheish be simanim, you are miyash. It's not mukhuk that way, but that's always the presumption. You find an aveda sheish be simanim, you assume that he was not miyash. So the mission of the lima goes, according to Tosfos, mas simanim, mas simlo. We have to add the words, kevin sheishli simanim, yeshli tovim. So av kol dover has to have af kol dover, the mitzvah hashav is only if it's yesh by simonim, and therefore we assume that it's yesh by tovim and that there was no yesh. Rashi not the way. Rashi learns there's two different things. Rashi says that a simla is yesh by simonim, and yesh by tovim is two things. Yesh by simonim means it has simonim. And yesh by tovim means it's not hefker. Because a simla, pashto, is not hefker because it didn't make itself. Somebody made it. Whoever made it owns it. So a simla is yesh by simonim, and it's not hefker. So it's two different things. Yesh by simonim, and number two, yesh by tovim. Why does it have tovim? Because it has a bialim, it's not after. So af kol dover sheyesh be simonim v'yesh be tovim. So now, if we only had the Rashi about hefker, so it would sound like we're saying that in order to have a chiyuv hachaz hashavas aveda, it has to be that something that has simonim and it's not hefker. Tosfos asks on Rashi, that part of Rashi, Tosfos Bell's quotes, he says, I need a lima to tell me that something which is hefker is no chiyuv hashavas aveda. To whom exactly are going to be mashi meshav de aveda? Doesn't make any sense. But then Mrs. Rashi over there addresses the question. And Rashi says, "Kol dover sheyesh li tovim." What's tovim? So Rashi la'apukei midi diadina be demiyash. The equivalent of the limud of yesh li tovim is not that it's is la'apukei, not something which is hefker. That goes without saying. But it's la'apukei la'achayush. It's la'achayush. It's hefker. So I need, because yish makes the hefker. So I need a limud to tell me that even that the chiyuv hashavas aveda is only to something that has simanim, and it has tovim la puke la chayush when it has no tovim. Says in the Rashi. I mean, so first of all, I think right away we could be medayik on the Rashi that the limud is not to teach me that yush is hefker. That's not the purpose of simul, to tell me the din that yush is hefker. If that was what Rashi was saying, that's the limud, then the drush, then Rashi should have mentioned, should have said, mas simla, he's not miyayish. I've called over that he's not miyayish, because if he's miyayish, he's hefker. That was the point. The point is to teach me that yush is hefker. It's telling me something about yush. And Rashi, when he was explaining the mas simla, should have talked about yush, not hefker. Because that's what is coming to me melamed. We want to say it's like simla. In order to have a chiyuv hashavas aveda, it has to be like simla. If the point is to tell me that yush makes it that yush, that there has to that yush, it's to tell me something about yush itself, to tell me the halacha that yush makes hefker. So Rashi's anyway, that's Rashi's anyway, strange. When he's talking about mas simla, he says it's not hefker. Yesh li tovim means it's not hefker. So af kol dover sheyesh li tovim means that you weren't miyayish. So it's anyway a little bit strange. That's not so smooth, the Rashi. He started with the Hefker and he ended up with Yush. So some of the answer is, because by Rashi, Yush and Hefker is Hainuach. Hefker is Yush, it's a form of Hefker. So that's the limud. It's not just like the simla is not Hefker. So to any Aveda you find, in order to have a Mitzvah Shavas Aveda, it can't be a Dovah Shil Hefker. Except that the simla itself, you can say it's not Hefker in the simple sense. My simla is not Hefker, because probably most simlas are not Hefker. I don't have to say particularly about Yush. The limud is mas simla is a simla. Why is a simla typically, maybe simla typically is hefker? So Rashi says, no, a simla typically is not hefker because somebody made it. Why should it be mafker? Why should it be miyayish from? It has a simon. So typically a simla is not hefker. The limud is, so too, anything which is, to have a shiur chiyuv hashavas aveda, it also has to be something which is not hefker. If it's hefker, there's no chiyuv hashavas aveda. Except that everybody, Rashi has to take pains. You can't just say something which is hefker, there's no chiyuv hashavas aveda, because if it's hefker, why would there be chiyuv hashavas aveda? So Rashi has to explain that we're talking about the case of yish, where there was a bialim, It's not like something that's nobody tum to be meishiv. There was somebody tum to be meishiv, but he was miyayish. So that's the pshat in the Rashi. That's why he starts with hefker and he ends up with yush, because by Rashi hefker and yush are hainu hach. So it's just another way of saying basically what Rashi is saying is just like a simul is not hefker, so too any the chiv hashavas reid is always to something which is not hefker. Simul is not hefker. Stam is simul is not hefker. And the chiv hashavas reid is also to things that are not hefker. The main nafkamina is the nafkamina to that is for things where there was yush, because if they were hefker on their own, like you found a rock in the forest, so of course no chiv hashavas aveda because to whom? So when we're talking about hashavas aveda, the hefker that we're talking about is the hefker that came out of the yush where there was a bialim and he was miyash. So that's why Rashi switches from hefker to yush. But it only makes sense. The Rashi's lashonis only makes sense. Rashi can be cavalier about hefker yush because Rashi takes for granted that hefker is yush. So you can start talking about mas simlis hefker, and then you can say afkol that there was no yush, because hefker and yush are synonymous terms. You just use the term that's more appropriate to the particular case that we're talking about. But if the whole purpose of the limud is to teach me that yush creates hefker, that's the dover halomid, is that yush makes hefker. So you have to start with that. You have to say mas simla, there was no yush. Afkol that there was no yush, because if there's yush, the Torah is telling me that simla is telling me that yush makes hefker. That's clearly not the pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah not telling me, simla is not teaching me that yush makes hefker. We know that yush makes hefker. Simla is teaching me that something which is hefker, there's no chiyuv hashavas aveda, because ein le'tayv. That's the first step. And also here we're going to have a few steps. We're going to work our way. But that's, I think, the Pshatot and the Rashi. So now, first thought is, this Hemahalach. This is originally what I originally thought to say. It's not going to work yet. We're going to have to refine it. But my first thought was, Galak. And how do you know that Yush is Hefka? The Drosh of Simla assumes already that Yush is Hefka. But how do you not know that Yush is Hefka? From Zut HaShlyan. Those are the two limudim. That Yush is Hefka, learn from Zut HaShlyan. That's what it says by Rashi Veras. Yush is Hefka, Lamadnu Zut HaShlyan. Now it's a given that Yush is Hefka. But who says there's no Mr. Shavas Aveda? Maybe it's a Mr. Shavas Aveda anyway. Because maybe it's a mokum to say that there's a Mr. Even though it's Hefker, even though I'm a Yayish and it became Hefker, but still, I was only a Yayish because I lost it. Maybe there's a Mr. Shavas Aveda to give it back to me, even though it's Hefker. The Torah says, no, ain't like Taibim. Once it's Hefker, there's no Mr. Shavas Aveda. And now we're glad. That's why I need both Sukkim. The Pasuk of Zutu Shalyam tells me that Yush is Hefker. But I would have said, okay, Yush is Hefker. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's no Chiva Shavas Aveda. Could be conceivable that there's a Shavas Aveda even after Yush, even though Yush makes Hefker, because Teres Rachmanis, it's only Hefker because I lost it. So let's do me a favor and let's do me a favor and give it back to me, and now I'll reacquire it. So Teres, no, once it's Hefker, you're similar. Once it's Emily Taibin, then no Chiva Shavas Aveda. That was my first thought. The problem with that is, the problem with saying that is that it's hard to see why you can't learn everything. Why can't you learn everything out from Zut HaShlyam or everything from Simla? Both the pasuk of Simla and the pasuk of Zut HaShlyam are one pasuk. Chayin tase l'simlosa and so on. Asher tayvav menu metzosa yotzu zesh afudu menu mikolodom. It's one pasuk. So if the pasuk of Zut HaShlyam, If the pasuk of Zut HaShlyam is telling me that Yush makes Hefker, it also tells me that there's no Chiva Shavas Aveda to Hefker. Right? Because it already says that in Zut HaShlyam. The Torah didn't just say Zut HaShlyam is Hefker. The Torah says Zut HaShlyam, there's no Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. Asher Tayvav Menu Matzosa. There's no Chiva Shavas Aveda when it's Avudu Menu Mikolodom. So if in Zut HaShlyam the Torah is telling me that Yush makes Hefker, well, it's also telling me that now that it's Hefker, you don't have to give it back. So why don't you read it from Simla? So maybe we say like this. Maybe we can use something that we had in the past about you. Yeah, earlier this week, when we talked about the Sti and Rashi, when is Yush Chal and Spisuros Al Yodir, it's not Chal at all. Just going back, remember that we had a Sti and Rashi, or Nochem Sti. Had a lot of Rashi's about the bridge, crossing the bridge. It seems that Yush is not Chal and Spisuros Al Yodir. Not Chal for anybody, not only for the Gazlan. On the other hand, there's a Rashi in Samach Tes who says that even according to Snum, that you could be Makdash Adov Hashem and Yibishusoy, or Mechal Adov Hashem and Yibishusoy. But that's only claiming Yish. After Yish, you can't be Mechal something which is Einer Mishusa. That's the problem. I mean, if Yish Nachal, why? Who's cool case if it's Achar Yish or Kaidim Yish? You said in Mahalach, the Rashi holds that the word is that after Yish, you really mistalik from the Bailus. And since you mistalik from the Bailus should be Poka. But the Chiv HaShova prevents the Bailus from being Poka. The Chiv HaShova itself prevents the Bailus from being Poka. Because even though I'm walking away from the Bailus, but the other guy, he still has a chemitzvah to run after me. His mitzvah to run after me and give it to me, that itself gives me Bailus. So that's what we mean when we say the Yish is not chal and it's misuros liyada. It doesn't mean it's not chal. Maybe the Yish is chal, but it doesn't make it hefker. Because even though I'm mistalik, but the Chiyav HaShav itself makes me into a Bailus. So Rashi holds that the Chiyav HaShav, that a Bailus that comes from the Chiyav HaShav, it doesn't allow me to do a Maisa Bailam of Chil himself. That was the raid. The raid itself is not so important right now, but he had this idea that Rashi Shita is that Yush is a siluk, which ordinarily makes something hefker. But when you have a Chiyav HaShava, I'm still mistalik, but it doesn't become hefker because the Chiyav HaShava is meneh from becoming hefker. That was the raid that we had in Rashi. And then, as we had it before, earlier in the Rashi's also about Shina Kaina, but that's like way, way back then. But now, in this sukkah itself, we have this svara in Rashi. I thought a dugma ladova is such a thing. If the Chiyav HaShava makes me a bailim, you have a matnas kuna. Matnas kuna becomes shevet, becomes mamun hashevet. It belongs to the kohanim. The mitzvahs hashav, the mitzvahs nesina makes into the kohanim. So here also, mitzidi I'm mistalik from the bailus. The bailus should be paka. But since he has a mitzvahs hashav, the mitzvahs hashav makes it that I still have bailus. So maybe like this. Maybe we could say, even according to Rashi, that Yush is a siluk, and therefore Yush becomes hefker. But to the extent that there's a mitzvah hashava, it won't become hefker. And that's Bem is why I need a pasuk of Simla. Even though I know that Yushas Hefker, actually it's Masman Rashi in the Mishnah, they're in Chav Zayin, that I know that Yushas Hefker, that's the limit of Simla, is not to tell me that Yushas, that Yush is a Siluk, that Yush could make something Hefker. That I know that Yushas Hefker. The limit of Simla is to tell me that there's no mitzvah Zashavas Avedim. So now, if it's Hefker, if I know that it's Hefker, why do I need a pasuk? If after Yush I know that it's Hefker, so why do I need a pasuk to tell me there's no mitzvah Shabbos Aveidim? So a minute ago I said maybe that even though it's Hefker, I would think there's a mitzvah Shabbos Aveidim anyway. Well, let's give him a present. Well, you know, it's Rachmanis, we'll give him a present, the thing that he once lost. Maybe, no, that's not the happening. There's no such happening. If it's Hefker, if it's really Hefker, there can't be a mitzvah Shabbos Aveidim. Shabbos Aveidim is to the Bailam. And he's not a Bailam. So why do I need a pasuk of Simla? Because if not for the pasuk of Simla, I would have said that even though Yush is a siluk and it should make it hefker, if that's what Yush does, I'm mistalik and it makes it hefker. But if there's a mitzvah hashava, that people, whoever finds it, is going to have a mitzvah hashava, and it's this chayfas, even if nobody picked it up yet, but this chayfas be'etzem has on it a mitzvah hashava, then anybody who sees it has to pick it up and be meshiv it to the bailim, so the mitzvah hashava would prevent it from becoming hefker. Comes along with her and says, no, there's no mitzvah hashava. You know why there's no mitzvah hashava? Because emlei tovim. If he's mistalik, then he's not, he's no longer a tovim. So it's emlei tovim. If there's no tovim, so then there's no mitzvah, then there's no mitzvah. If there's no tovim, there's no mitzvah hashava. If there's no mitzvah hashava, then taka becomes hefker. Because you were mistalik from the, you were mistalik from, because you're mistalik, the Bailam were mistalik, and but the mitzvah hashava would keep it from becoming hefker. But since it's einlei tovim, einlei tovim means not that it's not hefker. Einlei tovim means we don't know yet if it's hefker or not, but he's certainly not teveit. So after a year, should not be teveit. So when it's einlei tovim, so the Torah says when it's einlei tovim, the mitzvah hashava goes away. If the mitzvah hashava goes away, so now it becomes hefker because he's mistalik and there's no mitzvah hashava. I think that's the Pshatovna in the Mishnah of Simla, the way Rashi learns the Mishnah of Simla. We learn it like this. It's really the words of the Mishnah. According to Rashi, Yesh the Simonim, Yesh the Tovim, are two different things. So yeah, there's a lima for Simonim and there's a lima for Tovim. What does Tovim mean? It has to be somebody's Toveit. So what's the case of something? So Simla, nobody's Toveit. Simla is something with somebody's Toveit. Why is somebody Toveit? Because a Simla typically has a Bailim who's not Messiahish from it and who's being Toveit from it. It's not Hefker and it's not, he wasn't Messiahish. So he's being teveit. So we learn out from there a rule that mitzvah hashavas aveda is only if there's a teveit. So by yush, there's also no teveit because he's mistalik. So the Torah tells me that once there's no teveit, there's no mitzvah hashava. Once there's no mitzvah hashava, then for sure it's hefker. And how do I know that Yush is a siluk? Taka from Zut Shalyam. But before I had a question, so why don't I know everything from Zut Shalyam? Why don't I know that everything from Zut Shalyam? It says by Zut Shalyam that there's no mitzvah that by Zut Shalyam I'm a siyayish, and the Rashi learns Zut Shalyam has to do with Yush. I'm a siyayish, and if I'm a siyayish, so I'm a stalik, and there's no mitzvah shalyam. The Torah says there's no mitzvah shalyam as avedel. So why already by Zut Shalyam don't I see this idea? What is similar telling me they don't already know from Zut Shalyam? And that's the problem we have here in Rashi. The answer is, and here's the main bar, that from Zut Shalyam I wouldn't know that. Because by Zut Shalyam, it's not only Ovid from the Moitzi, it's Ovid from everybody. If it's Ovid from everybody, that means that when it was lost, not only was he mistalik, because Zut Shalyam is the matzim of Yush, but there was nobody to do the mitzvah Hashavah. Because it's Ovid from the Moitzim too. Any candidate to do mitzvah hashava, it's over from them too. It's over mikol odom. So that means the Zut Shalyam, when it was swept away by the ocean, not only was the bialim mistalik, but there was no mitzvah hashava. So their avadit became hefker, and then later on, even it washes up on some shore, and now it's no longer over men mikol odom, and by now it's hefker. So from there, you learn out the idea that when you have siluk, Sila Kabbalis, he's nostalgic through Yush, and everybody else is nostalgic because it's Ola Mikolodom, so it becomes Hefka. That I thought to see by Zut Shulyan, that Bimokim, when there's a Siluk, it becomes Hefka. But I still don't know in case of an ordinary Yush, because by an ordinary Yush, yes, he's nostalgic, but the Meitzim weren't nostalgic. Maybe he's a Mitzvah Sashova, and if it's a Mitzvah Sashova, then it's not Hefka. So I need the Torah to tell me a Lima from Simla. What does it say in Simla? That Mitzvah Sashova Savedas only when it's Yeshle Toivim. That's for sure. Once it's Yush, she's not a Teve anymore because he's nostalgic. So now it's Ein Lei Tovim, then there's no Mitzvah Sashova. If there's no Mitzvah Sashova, then the Taka becomes like Zut Shel Yamin, it becomes Hefka. So yes, Zutz, every Yush becomes Hefka. But there's two parts to the becoming Hefka. It's like there's like in a Moses story, there were two steps, but here it's a different two steps. The first step is that with the Yush he's nostalgic. That I see from Zutz, that I already know from Zutz Shulyat. But that's not enough to make it Hefka because there's still maybe Mitzvah Hashava, and Mitzvah Hashava by itself would create violence. So the second step is that there's a limud from Simla that there's no Mitzvah Hashava when it's Ein Lei Tovim. If he's Mitzvah, he's not a Teveya. Once it's Ein Lei Tovim, so now there's no Mitzvah Hashava either. There's no Mitzvah Hashava, and there's no. So if there's no, if he's Mitzvah on the one hand, and everybody else doesn't have a Mitzvah Hashava because it's Ein Lei Tovim on the other hand, so now it becomes Hefka like Zut Shulyan. Now what about Begzela? How does it work Begzela? Begzela, we have the part that he was nostalgic. Because he was Miyayish. But what about the other half? So why is there a Mitzvah Hashava? So Be'emes Begzela, there is a Mitzvah Hashava because we're talking about Bisuras Liyodim. Yisroel Asuliyadim means he was already Mitzchayiv and Hashava. And we get back to that fundamental question. What's the comparison from Aveda to Gzela? By Aveda, there is a Mitzvah. By Gzela, we're talking about Yisroel Asuliyadim. When it's Yisroel Asuliyadim, he was already Mitzchayiv and Hashava. So there is a Mitzvah Hashava. So how does it become... So how does the Yush work? How does the Yush make it Hefka? So for that, I think we'll have to use... Actually, now I think we can go two ways. First of all, I didn't think about this before. Maybe we can use Rav Isa's punchline from In My Mahalach too. That, yes, of course, here there's a Mitzvah Hashava, but the Mitzvah Hashava over here he doesn't want to do. So if he doesn't want to do the Mitzvah Hashava, so maybe it'll become like Zut Shulyan. Just we can finish off, and the last part we can finish off with Rav Isa's seal. That's good for Rabbi Sofik. On the one hand, the concept that he's nostalgic that you have by Gzela too. But on the other hand, by Aveda, there's no Mitzvah Hashava because Ein Lei Tovim. Over here, about it, there is a Mitzvah Hashava. First of all, for Gzela, I don't know if you need Tovim. We don't have the limud from Simla. But even without that, it's Bisuras Liyodim. So here, about it, there is a Mitzvah Hashava. So why would it become Hefka? Mitzvah Hashava should prevent it from becoming Hefka. But Rabbi Sofik is, but one second, but it's not a Mitzvah Hashava that he's prepared to do. So if it's not a Mitzvah Hashava that he's not prepared to do, so Vaita should become like Zut Shulyan. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two, this is more in line with what I had said earlier in Rashi, that Rashi holds that Mitzvah Hashava of Gzeli can be kind with Tashlumen. Like that's the last line, the last line of the Rashi about the Sagele B'domen. Mitzvah Hashava of Aveda, you have to do with the Chayfetz, with the Aveda itself. So to the extent that there's a Mitzvah Hashava, Aveda does not become Hefker. Just Ein Lei Tovim, there's no Mitzvah Hashava, but if it's resource of the order, there's a Mitzvah Hashava, then it does not become Hefker. By Gzela, the Hashava can be kind with Tashlumen. Sagali B'domim. So if it's Sagali B'domim, so maybe Taka the Chayfet Spend becomes, maybe Yish works even afterwards. So anyway, it could go either way. In the punchline, it can go either way. Okay, a lot of Torah was saying this whole week is not like a mirror week, it's more like a Panavision week. We're saying a lot of Torahs. But, okay. It's also not so bad. So the Kitzin Nimitz, just the chazar we're doing in the Rashi, is that, and the problem in the Rashi is that Rashi, we have your Gemara by Yush, and Rashi sends me to Zut HaShulyam. What is he sending me to Zut HaShulyam? I have a Mishnah that's, that Yush learned that from Simlum. That's the basic problem in Rashi. So, Rav Oysa's Mahalach is that the Mishnah of Simlum only tells me that there's no Mitzvah Sash, that there's no, the Mishnah, Rav Oysa's Mahalach is that, that Simla tells me that there's no mitzvah hashava. One second, let me get this right. I don't want to say it wrong. Simla tells me that after years there's no Mrs. Hashavah. If there's no Mrs. Hashavah, that's all it tells me, that there's no Mrs. Hashavah. But how do I know that it's Hefker? That's already a Sfar. I mean, that's already Zut HaShulyam. If there's no Mrs. Hashavah, on the one hand, and there's no, and the Messias, he was Miyayish, on the other hand, so between the two things, it becomes a Zut HaShulyam. That's what Rashi. In Agamor, you don't have the no Mitzvah Hashavah part, because there is a Mitzvah Hashavah, it's Bisuas Liyodeh. But on the other hand, he doesn't want to do the Mitzvah Hashavah. So that's the Gemara suffix, that maybe Agamor should also be like Zut HaShulyam. Just like by David, just like by Yish, by Abed, the Koinim Shos Liyodeh. The tzirf of the Yish, with the fact that there's no Mitzvah Hashavah, makes a Zut HaShulyam. So maybe by Gzela, after it's Bisuas Liyodeh, maybe the tzirif of the Messias of Yush, with the fact that he doesn't want to be Meshiv, should together create, again, a Messias of Zut HaShulyam. That was Rav Oysa's Mahalach. I want to say that Mr. Tum Malcolm are not so far apart from each other. I have to like think about their. That's so far apart that I have to think about exactly the different nusach, but not. The way I want to say it is that Zut HaShulyam tells me that when there's a siluk of bailus, so it becomes hefker. Except that by Zut HaShulyam, there's this total siluk. He's nistalik and kol adam are nistalik. He's mistalik from being tevei the bailus, and kol odom are mistalik from being able to do hashavah. So that becomes hefker. That's what it says in Zut HaShulyam. But by a regular yush, I only have half the equation. I have the fact that he's mistalik, but there's still Mrs. Hashavah Saveda, so that should prevent it from. So maybe Mrs. Hashavah Saveda prevents it from becoming hefker. Comes a look. So I need to tell the Mishnah to tell me a limud from Simla that no, since it's ain't leit tovim, there's no mitzvah of. Since it's Eilei Tovim, there's no mitzvah of Hashava. If there's no mitzvah of Hashava, then it becomes Zut HaShulyam. It's really very almost revised as Zot. So I'm saying extra Havana maybe. It's revised as Zot, just put the extra little. So a Kapanu coming back to Rabbah, so that's the more suffering by Rabbah. Rabbah, you can't bring in Simla over here. Simla is irrelevant. Simla says that if there's no Tovim, there's no mitzvah Hashava. What does it have to do with over here? Over here it's Bisuras Liyodeh. Number one. Number two, it's Gezel. Who says Gezel has a limud from Simla at all? So that's what the Rashi doesn't mention anything about Simla. Simla is irrelevant. But you see from Avedo that there's a concept that if you take away, if he's Messiahish and there's no Chiv HaShavah, so it becomes Zut HaShulyam. So over here as well, since he's Messiahish and the Chiv HaShavah either can be satisfied with Domim, maybe that you can Rashi. Or he doesn't want to do the Chiyuv HaShavah. So maybe they have the same idea. Maybe Mela, Mela should become like a Zut HaShulyam. It should become like a Zut HaShulyam. That's what Rashi means to bring it with the Zut HaShulyam. have to think this through. I thought Rabbi Yisrael and me are saying two different things, and now I'm not so sure that it doesn't in the end conduce. I mean, we're saying it different ways, but I'm not sure in the end it doesn't conduce to being the same way. I think what it boils down to, what I'm saying, is the hashlamut relations. It's basically the same word. I just the havana said the I'm being myself for a little bit of the insights. Okay, we'll stop here. Complicated piece, but I think the Rashi is very gishmak. I actually come to Zut Shoyam and not from similar. What I want to do in Mitzvah Shem next going forward is. We have to do the bottom places. The bottom places, not the bottom places. The second to bottom places. Second to bottom places in the Ketzayev of Neatzma. And is there a bottom of the Sea? I think it's Chafezim and Beis. I'll send you the Maimachem.